martial song, we throw open the doors of the church by the side of the road to you, and we are so glad that you are here. Many of you do not attend church anywhere else, and some of you cannot get out to attend, and so we are glad to have this service especially for you. The church by the side of the road is everybody's church, and so regardless of who you are or where you are, we invite you to write us if you have a burden, a problem, or a need. When you write, you may address your mail to Edna Jean Horn on East Main Street in Ionia, Michigan. Now, here is Carol to sing.
I must tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, He
an account of one of our ministers who recently visited the historic Muslim mosque in the city of Damascus. Their shoes were left at the door and they were ushered in on colorful Persian rugs. Their guide showed them the beauties of the mosque and explained to them the intricacies of the Muslim religion. The guide said, "The prayer demands on the people are most stringent and exacting. 5 times a day a call goes forth, and when the chant summons the people to prayer, they stop all activity, wash their hands. If no water is available, they go through the form with sand, and prostrate themselves facing Mecca, the birthplace of Mohammed." The minister said that the Arab guide greatly impressed his Christian hearers with the Muslim responsibilities of prayer. The pastor wondered whether or not their people could or would follow such a schedule of prayer. Then the guide abruptly ended the presentation with the sentence, "But all the people don't pray." My friend, prayer is more than a ritual, a form, a requirement of a certain religion. Prayer is a privilege. The Bible says, "The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him." In prayer, we have the privilege of coming to God and communing with him, draw nigh unto me, and I will draw nigh unto you, he says. In prayer, we have the privilege of partaking of all of his promises. Jesus said that men ought always to pray. He said, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. The possibilities of prayer are limitless. Jesus said, all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. And if ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in me. Think of the potential contained in the scriptures I have just mentioned. Jesus here tells us how to approach the Father. He said, ask anything in my name, and I will do it. Our prayer, he reminds us, must be enhanced or graced by faith. For he says to ask in prayer, believing that ye receive and ye shall have. Then Jesus tells us what the conditions are that we must meet so that our prayer will be answered. And whatsoever ye ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things which are pleasing in his sight. Yes, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Prayer is more than a psychological release that makes us feel better. God hears and answers prayer. The Bible says the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The Bible relates many thrilling stories of answered prayer. It tells how prayer has divided seas, quenched flames of fire, muzzled lions, disarmed vipers, marshaled the stars against the wicked, and stopped the course of the moon. Prayer has burst open iron gates, raised the dead, and destroyed vast armies of atheists. My friend, you may not be able to enjoy all the things in life that money and prestige can buy, but you can enjoy the privilege of prayer. Let me tell you about the prayer that Jesus recommended, the prayer that will open the door to vast possibilities and opportunities, the prayer that will make you an heir to the Son of God, an heir to the limitless promises of God. Two men went up into the temple to pray, one a Pharisee, the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I possess. But the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but he smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Jesus said, I tell you, this publican went down to his house justified rather than the Pharisee. My friend, if you have never come to Jesus, come and pray this prayer. Then you can pray more prayers with faith in your heart that whatsoever you shall ask, he will do. Won't you bow your head with me now? Leave your sins, come to Jesus, and pray. And our Father, we thank thee for the heads that are bowed unto thee this morning. And O God, we pray that you will come and meet the need of every heart. And as you hear these prayers ascending unto thee, may they be the prayers of the publican, Lord, be merciful unto me, a sinner. For if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We ask that the cleansing and the atonement in thy precious blood may meet the need of all who listen in. O God, we pray that you will come nigh with thy great blessing and salvation. We ask in thy name. Amen. Friend, if you did pray with me today, won't you write and tell me about it? Or if you have requests, we shall be glad to agree with you and remember your request, for God hears and answers prayer. When you write, you may address your mail to Edna Jean Horn on East Main Street in Ionia, Michigan.